This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The number of new coronavirus infections is beginning to slow down, but the number is still high, averaging about 200,000 new cases a day. President Biden's got a battle plan, and today he'll begin rolling it out. He'll sign 10 executive orders today targeting the pandemic. Meanwhile, states are trying to find enough vaccine to get shots into the arms of their residents.
California is reporting its second highest number of coronavirus deaths. California is one of many states struggling to get vaccines. It's the same story in Florida and New York. Bill de Blasio is the mayor of New York City.
We've had to tell 23,000 New Yorkers who had an appointment this week that they will not be able to get that appointment for lack of supply.
President Biden is vowing to administer 100 million shots in his first 100 days. I'm Ed Donahue.
Today, the new president is working hard to reverse policies put in place by former President Trump.
Within hours of entering the White House for the first time as chief executive, the president was in the Oval Office.
With the state of the nation today, there's no time to waste. Get to work immediately.
Signing executive orders reversing Trump on things from immigration to climate change and mandating mask wearing on federal property. None of that required congressional approval, though some GOP lawmakers quickly blasted the orders. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Should the Senate convict former President Trump of inciting an insurrection? Reporters asked President Biden's new press secretary, Jen Psaki, that question last night.
He's going to leave the mechanics, the timing, and the specifics of how Congress moves forward on impeachment to them.
The pandemic's apparently still taking jobs, though fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week. 900,000, still a high number. Retail sales have fallen for three straight months. This is AP News. Did you see President Biden's 5-inch thick Bible? The AP's Walter Ratliff has this.
President Biden's Bible puts him in line with an inaugural tradition. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris took their oaths of office on Wednesday using Bibles that are laden with personal meaning. Their choices wrote new chapters in a long-running American tradition, and one that appears nowhere in law. Biden used the same family Bible for his inauguration that he has used twice before, when swearing in as vice president and seven times as senator from Delaware. The book, which is several inches thick, has been a family heirloom since 1893. The tradition of using a Bible dates as far back as the presidency itself, with one used by George Washington later used for the oaths by four other presidents. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Drug maker Eli Lilly says its COVID-19 antibody drug can prevent illness in residents and staff of nursing homes and other long-term care facilities. It's the first major study of its type. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.